I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey everyone, Mark from Guitar Nerds here. What you're about to hear is a short clip of an interview that I did with Mary Spender, an awesome singer-songwriter and vigier in Dorset. You can hear the full thing, which runs to about 40 minutes, at patreon.com/guitarnerds.
Fundamentally, I'm a singer-songwriter, okay. So that's always at the core. I've been songwriting since I was 15, and I've always written with the guitar, and I started on electric guitar, but then it's just sort of transitioned through acoustic guitar because it was easier for touring, and then I actually I started YouTubing kind of by accident. I've had a YouTube account for since 2006 or something, really embarrassing.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
Really concentrating on it for like the past 2 years, and even then I haven't really been concentrating on it until this year, really. And yeah, it's just sort of, you know how it is as a singer-songwriter, you have to be on all platforms, and then discovering that I do really like social media and I do really like filmmaking, why not put those out there and like make stuff about things that I'm interested in, which is guitars. So
primarily starting off to, I guess, promote yourself as a singer-songwriter, but then moving into the kind of more gear focused, I guess you would describe what you do as vlogging. Like, I guess most channels out there are, you know, you go into, it will be just a gear demo, basically. That's the way that you find it. And what I find interesting about your channel is that there's kind of more about your life and travels, and I think it's a really interesting way of doing a gear-focused channel.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly because I'm not so confident in knowing everything about everything that I can review things well. Like, if I was handed a pedal, I'd really want to sit with it for a long time before I even started talking about it. And that's why I think I've done like one pedal review on my YouTube channel, because it's the only one that I actually use and have gigged with. But the vlogging was, I love vloggers on YouTube, and I was like, well, no one's really doing it for guitars. Obviously some people are, but it's mainly tech videos.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, well, I vlogged at NAMM out of literally just enjoyment of filmmaking. And then since doing those videos and having done a few sort of like acoustic songs to filmmaking with friends and stuff, those NAMM videos were it for me, where I felt like I found a format, and those days were also interesting enough to vlog.
Yeah.
Like most of my days, if I'm either buried in my studio or just doing like admin, that's not very interesting for people to watch on YouTube. So NAMM was particularly full of wonder and worthy of filmmaking. And then I was also there. I was there with my guitar company, but I was mainly just independent. So I hadn't set up any amazing interviews or anything. So I really had to freelance around a bit and just try and see what I could get.
I think that's what's interesting, and it really gives a kind of a feel for the vibe of NAMM, because we've been guitar of it at guitar shows and previous channels that I've run. When we've done videos from events, you just go there with like, oh, here's the 20 people we've arranged to do interviews with. You go there, do the interview with them, and actually it doesn't give you much for a feel for the show. So actually seeing a kind of a vibe that NAMM is all about really in the video was what was really interesting to me. And I think you've done it at a couple of other shows, right? Also at the guitar show in Birmingham?
Yes. Yeah. I did one video of the whole weekend because I was actually busy performing at that one. Okay. So I didn't get as much time to vlog. But yeah, and I think it's really nice to capture it for the people that were there as well, to see NAMM as they see it, not just the behind the scenes exclusive interviews that do go on as well, which I want to watch as well.
Yeah.
You get fear of missing out. You get FOMO, don't you? When you're like, oh my God, that person was in that convention center and I wasn't in their presence. And that's kind of where the John Mayer thing stemmed from. Because getting into that press conference, I wasn't really meant to be there. And I'll share that now. I'll share that now that it's happened.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.